Cayley was walking across the lawn towards them, a big, heavy-shouldered man, with one of those strong, clean-shaven, ugly faces which can never quite be called plain.
"Bad luck on Cayley," said Bill. "I say, ought I to tell him how sorry I am and all that sort of thing? It seems so dashed inadequate."
"I shouldn't bother," said Antony. Cayley nodded as he came to them, and stood there for a moment.
"We can make room for you," said Bill, getting up.
"Oh, don't bother, thanks. I just came to say," he went on to Antony, "that naturally they've rather lost their heads in the kitchen, and dinner won't be till 8:30. Do just as you like about dressing, of course. And what about your luggage?"
"I thought Bill and I would walk over to the inn directly and see about it."
"The car can go and fetch it as soon as it comes back from the station."
"That's very good of you, but I shall have to go over myself anyhow to pack up and pay my bill. Besides, it's a good evening for a walk, if you wouldn't mind it, Bill."
"I should love it."
"Well, then, if you leave the bag there, I'll send the car round for it later."
"Thanks, very much."